Ministering effectively to others often requires that we be good listeners. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. Anne-Marie Wins encountered a situation where listening and then simply communicating God's love resulted in a changed life.
There was a night where our chaperoning youth group, there was a teenager on the patio, and she was weeping. She was just weeping, and to this day, I don't know what the problem was, whether it was some boyfriend who had jilted her, or whether it was a girlfriend, a group of girls who were talking bad about her. I don't know what the problem was. I never found out, because she was weeping so uncontrollably that she couldn't talk to me, and she wouldn't talk to me. And I thought, you know what, I don't have to know what's wrong here. So I sat down next to her, I pulled on my training, and I said, you know, I just want to tell you, I put my arm around her shoulder, and we were sitting there together on the patio, and I said, I just want you to know that God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. You know, in John 10:10, Jesus says, I came that they might have life and might have it more abundantly. He's talking about your life.
And it was at that point that Anne-Marie was able to share the gospel with her.
And as I went through the gospel with her, and as I told the story once again of Jesus coming and dying for her sins, she started to calm down. And when I asked her if she'd ever made that decision, she said, yes, she'd made that decision. I think she's like so many of our youth, and again, I can just weep for this. They come to church because it's a cultural experience. It's something their parents do. And so I was able to explain to her, you know, Christ came into your life, and when he came in, the Holy Spirit came in, and he still lives inside of you, and he really wants to live in you, and he wants to live through you. And whatever it is that's going on in your life, he wants to live that through you. And so she calmed down, and she was able to take that into her week, and that was a piece of encouragement she could take with her.
What a great reminder to encourage people with God's love.